1 John chapter 5, verse number 1. As I was praying about and contemplating what God would have us to preach this week, it was heavy on my heart, all the memories that we have of things where God just really helped this church in not only growth as far as seeing people saved occasionally as God would allow us to see folks saved, but growth spiritually and growth together as a church family and things God put us through, the fire together, and how God grew a lot of us up together during these days and that I remember here at Spring City. And a lot of men that we were connected with, one of those is on the front row tonight, Pastor Knox, and his faithful ministry and help with this church through some difficult times. And appreciate him and other men that we were connected with and had fellowship in the ministry. And I was thinking back on all of that, and my heart ran to 1 John chapter number 5. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." All the precious relationships we have as brothers and sisters in Christ, and all the benefits and blessings we've enjoyed as a church here on this hill, Spring City Baptist Church, celebrating 90 years on this hillside. All of that involved a lot of special people, but all of it is because we have a great God. We have a great God. Amen. Let's read on. The Bible says in verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit," capital S, "that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." That's expounded upon more in verse 8. "And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit," that is the Holy Spirit, capital S, "and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one." There are three that bear witness on the earth, and that is the water, the blood, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. But verse 7, I want us to look at this. Verse 7, "For there are three that bear record," where? "In heaven, the Father, the Word," capital W, that's Jesus, "and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." I tell you why Spring City Baptist Church has been blessed over the years like it has. It's because of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. We have a great God, and God has been good to we as the people of God in this place. God's been good to Spring City. We have a great God. And I want to preach on, in some ways, a doctrinal message, but not all of it. I want to preach on the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And I want to preach on the Trinity. The Bible speaks of the Godhead in Colossians. And this Godhead is named here as the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Trinity. Three persons existing as one God, coexisting together, amen, and one in the same, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that doctrine? Do you believe in the Trinity? Well, I want to preach on the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost over these days I'm with you. Let's bow our heads, please, for prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for how, Lord, you've worked in the midst of this church over the years. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a space of time that you allowed my family to be here at this church. Lord, what a special place. And Lord, thank you for what you did in my children's hearts and lives as the three older ones were raised right here in this place. God, thank you for these families and these people that have just stuck by the stuff. Thank you for their pastor, Lord, Brother Brown, his family. And God, I pray you would help us in this meeting. Help us, Lord, to look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to see you high and lifted up. And Lord, I pray you'd do great things in our hearts and the remainder of this service tonight. Lord, help us, we pray and ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, here in the Word of God, something that jumped out at me as I was listening to a man of God preach. I was sitting in the pew, and preachers do this stuff. Sometimes we're taking notes, and it's not anything to do with what the man's preaching about. We'll have a thought that will come across our brain. We'll start writing some things down that God showed us while that man's preaching whatever he's preaching. And I was on a Wednesday night, this has been within the past 5 years, sitting in a service, and the man of God was preaching, and he read 1 John 5:7, and I looked at that verse in a way I had never looked at it before in all the years I'd been preaching and pastoring here, and I never looked at this verse quite the way I did during that message that night. And he wasn't preaching on that verse. He was just running across it. And he took off and preached the rest of his message. I don't know what he said, but I was into this verse. If you have a moment like that tonight, I'll excuse you. Amen. 1 John 5:7. I saw divine titles of the Trinity, of the Godhead, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that these three bear record in heaven. Now, the Spirit of God is mentioned in verse number 8 with a capital S, and we know the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, is all one and the same, the third person of the Godhead. And we know that there are different titles for the Spirit of God. But as I looked at this text, I said, that term Holy Ghost is a term of the third person of the Godhead in heaven. That's a heavenly name for the third person of the Godhead. Now, if you hadn't figured it out already, I'm going to preach on the Trinity this week. But I want to start tonight with the ministry of the Holy Ghost. The ministry. How many of you glad the Holy Ghost has worked in your heart and life? How many is thankful for the ministry of the third person of the Godhead? How many is glad God, the Holy Ghost, came to live inside of you? Amen. When you trusted Christ as your Savior. But here I see a heavenly title of the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. It's a heavenly title. Now, I know we interchange, and this message is not semantical. I understand that we interchange Spirit of God, Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. They're all one and the same. But what I'm saying and what I'm pointing out is in this verse, it's identified as a heavenly title. Look at 1 Peter 1. I want to show you something in the Bible tonight with the time allotted. 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. Verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. There's that term. Third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. And what does it say about the Holy Ghost? Sent down from where? From heaven. That's a heavenly title, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, you can go home and check this out in your Bible study, but I had never seen this before, and I'm not trying to preach some new doctrine. I'm just telling you what God showed me when I was sitting in that message and wasn't paying attention to what that preacher was saying. The Spirit of God, and when you see the term Spirit of God, it relates a lot on this earth with horizontal movement of the third person of the Godhead. We walk not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. We learn things about the Spirit of God as it works on this earth among men. But when you find the Holy Ghost in the Bible, God's doing a work from heaven. God is, this is, amen, the vertical connection with heaven. The Holy Ghost of God is doing a work from heaven down on this earth. Turn to the book of Matthew. I want to show you some things in the Bible. Man, this blessed my heart. I hope it'll help you tonight. Amen. Turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 1. Matthew chapter number 1. I know I hadn't preached this at Spring City. I preached about everything I knew while I pastored here and some things I didn't know. Amen. But God showed me this within the past 5 years, so I know you hadn't heard this. Amen. Not unless you've been listening to that radio or something. Amen. Matthew chapter number 1, verse 18. The Bible says this. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the what? Heaven came down to this earth to an empty womb. Here we see conception as God is doing a work from heaven. That holy thing, Luke chapter number 1, that body that was prepared in the womb of Mary for Jesus, that was a work of the Holy Ghost of God as God was working from heaven down to this earth. God did a work from heaven in the person of the Holy Ghost in this matter of conception. There's a few other doctrinal things. Let's look at it. Turn to, 1 Peter chapter number, or 2 Peter, excuse me, 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. We're going to get to the practical stuff here in a minute, so hold on, amen. 2 Peter chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 1, but there were false prophets also among them, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, just prior to that text is the end of chapter 1, and the Bible says this in verse 17. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place unto the day dawn, and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. God said right here in this text that even more sure than God verbally speaking from heaven is us having it written down in the Word of God, a more sure word of prophecy. Are you glad you have a Bible? Yes. Amen. You glad as an English speaking person you have a King James Bible? You have God's holy word. Now watch this. Verse number 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by what? By the Holy Ghost. God, through the person of the Holy Ghost, came down from heaven and did a work in the womb of Mary. God, the Holy Ghost, came down from heaven to inspire men as they wrote down what God said. That's a work of the Holy Ghost of God, and that is in canonization. This is where we got our Bible. The work of God to give us His Word. Thank God for the work of the Holy Ghost. In the womb of Mary, in the men as they wrote and penned what God told them to write. That's God doing a work from heaven down to this earth. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Some of you know where I'm headed. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. God did a work from heaven. When you got saved, God came down from heaven in the person of the Holy Ghost to take up abode in you, if you've been saved. That's a work of conversion. Amen. God did something in our heart. Amen. When we trusted Christ and came to dwell within, God's doing a work from heaven through the Holy Ghost. That is the third person of the Godhead. Amen. God working from heaven. Now let's look at something else. Turn to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1. Don't get nervous. This is not new doctrine. It's there in the Bible. Amen. Acts chapter number 1. Look at verse number 8. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the what? The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The ministry of the Holy Ghost, right here is the Great Commission. Here is the Holy Ghost of God working from heaven down to this earth to empower men to get the gospel to others and to be witnesses for Him. Amen. That's the work of God. God's working in and through people to empower them to get that word to other people. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That's God working from heaven. Amen. Thank God for that. Now you say, preacher, how does that apply to us as far as practical everyday life? Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. Turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse number 25. John 14, verse number 25. The Bible says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the what? Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it come to pass that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. You know what the work of the Holy Ghost is? To be a comforter. God sent down from heaven the person of the Holy Ghost to live and abide in each one of us, to be a comfort as Jesus went away to His Father. Thank God for the work of the Holy Ghost. How many of you in this church, I ask this a little facetiously because I know, how many of y'all have needed the comfort of the Holy Ghost? I've stood by many of your sides at the graveyard as you buried a loved one. I've been there in times of sickness. I'm glad that God so graciously works all the way from heaven in the person of the Holy Ghost as the great comforter, that when the storm is raging, can step out on the boat in the midst of the storm and say, "Peace, be still." That's the work of God. And hasn't God been very good at this church? I was here in 2001, I guess it was, the springtime of 2001, with the farming accident and Brother Phillips passing. I'm glad we had a great big God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I was just recounting to Brother Knox at the table. Brother Phillips' oldest, Kayla, she was in Bible quizzing, Bible competition. I believe it was a junior age group at that time. Was asked just a month after his death a question, and she got out of her seat faster than anybody to answer the question, and it was quoting 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about the coming of the Lord. And after losing her dad, she could say, "The dead in Christ will rise first."
Yes, sir.
And said it with such confidence. I tell you, only the Holy Ghost can help you in times like that.
Right. Yes.
Amen?
Right.
I'm glad the Holy Ghost is still working on this earth in and through believers, amen, and He is the great comforter. Now, let's look at a few other things right quick before my time's gone. It may already be gone. I'm hurrying, amen. Turn to Jude, verse number 20. Jude, verse number 20. That's the next to the last book in the Bible. Go to Revelation and hang a left. Jude, verse number 20. The Bible says this, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the what? In the Holy Ghost." We pray during services, and I think that's wonderful. I don't think that ought to change. I think we need more prayer, amen, at church. But those Pharisees in the book of Matthew, they stood publicly to pray to be seen of men. And the Bible said they have their reward. Did you hear my great oratory, my prayer? Oh, how good that was. And patting themselves on the back and bragging about their prayers. And that is their reward. But when we pray, we're praying in the Holy Ghost. Do you know prayer in the Holy Ghost is your vertical connection with heaven itself? God has given us access, Brother Knox, to the throne room of God, and we have a vertical connection through the person of the Holy Ghost all the way into heaven. That's the work of God. I tell you what's helped Spring City Baptist Church over 90 years. It's people getting on their face before God, praying in the Holy Ghost, having a connection with the throne room of God in heaven. You know what's going to help Spring City Baptist Church go 90 more years? A bunch of people that will humble themselves before God and get before the throne of God and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen? That's that connection with the Lord. Amen. That's that heavenly connection. The Father is a heavenly title. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The Word is a heavenly title. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's a heavenly title of the Son of God. And the Holy Ghost, guess what? That's a heavenly title. That's that heavenly connection with the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead. Now, one quick thing, and I'll be finished. Turn with me in your Bible, please, to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. The Bible says this. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse number 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of what? Holy Ghost. We've learned this a long time ago. You won't receive joy from happenings or happenstance. You may get a little happy every now and then, but true joy comes from within. And you know what the source of true joy is? It's not good things or bad things that happen in your life. True joy is a direct connection with the source of joy, which is the God of heaven. Joy comes from the Holy Ghost. I'm glad we can be the most joyous people on the face of the earth as born again, saved Christian people. Why? Because I've got God living on the inside. I've got the, amen, the evidence of the Holy Ghost living inside of me. And there is a well of joy springing up into everlasting life. Amen. It's joyous to be saved. It's joyous to be born again. And that's all the working of the Holy Ghost of God. Are you glad He's working from heaven?
Amen.
Amen. The Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost, I've seen different titles and terminology, and we've always just jumbled them together. I never had anybody tell me what the difference was. But that Holy Ghost is from heaven. That's a heavenly title. And God's working down from heaven. I'm glad God's still interested in what's going on in this place. I'm glad God's still interested in what's going on in my life. I'm glad God's still interested in what goes on in the church. I'm glad God's still working from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
The work of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen, amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray.